Hello, everybody. Before we get into the episode, Emily and I would just like to offer up a trigger warning before this episode. We talk about a lot of heavy subjects, specifically sexual assault and abuse. So if these topics are triggering to you or upsetting to you, listener discretion is advised. But other than that, we hope you enjoy this episode, and let's get into it. Will this episode get us canceled? I don't know. We're going to talk about cancel culture. Hello. And welcome to Pop and Circumstance, the podcast where we talk about pop culture things. We have talked about music, we've talked about movies, we talked about TV. This time we're going to be more on the celebrity side of it, just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit. Just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit. I'm Eva.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm Emily. Mm-hmm. And today we have...
John!
Why? Sweet both of our significant John. Others are so quiet when we come back.
Yeah, I know. John has always been quiet, though, yeah. So we can't yell at him for that.
So yes, as per the intro, as I've said, we're going to talk about cancel culture, because that's kind of like a hot topic at the moment.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about kind of what we think cancel culture is, because I think that's a part, when we were discussing what to talk about today, that's part of the contention. We're like, well, what is cancel culture? Who is being canceled and like, why?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we're going to explore, and we're going to talk about specific people.
Yeah.
And whether or not we think they deserve to be canceled or not. And that's why we might be canceled today, depending on who you are.
And then, but before we do that,
yes.
Obviously we're going to go to our what's going on in the news, pop culture news.
Pop culture news.
Corner. Mm-hmm. So I figured out what the story was last week that I had. I was like, it was a big thing. It was a big thing. Mm-hmm. It was literally Evan Rachel Wood when she spoke out about, she finally named her abuser, which was Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
Actually name dropped him. So if you don't know, Evan Rachel Wood has, like, she was with him for, like, several years, and he, like, groomed her, abused her, and all this stuff. And then she was scared to, like, ever actually say it was Marilyn Manson, one, for, like, defamation, lawsuits that would go against her.
Mm-hmm.
One, he's also an abuser, so, like, some people are just scared to speak out against their abusers. And then another thing, too, was just, like, scared of him. So she finally spoke out, and she was like, because other people were saying it. She was like, you know what, I'm not scared anymore. I don't care how he's going to react. I'm going to say it. Screw that bitch. And she said, Marilyn Manson, you're my abuser. Which, like, if you paid attention, like, because she did a lawsuit with the state of California to, like, extend the
statute of limitations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I always forget what it's actually called, but mm-hmm. Yeah, to increase it, because it's only it was originally like 5 years.
Mm.
And then she fought really hard to get it extended, because that's not a lot of time, because most of the time you don't even acknowledge what has happened to you until much later, when you can afford therapy.
Literally, I said this before and I'll say it 1,000 times again, the statute of limitations was made to protect rapists.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like, or just people in power in general, because mm-hmm. like, that's so stupid. But anyways.
Yeah, so she name dropped him and everything like that. And people are finally like, and then like his tour managers and like people who are attached to him were like, yeah, no, we knew this was happening. And we were just all too scared to say anything. And like, one, that says like the power that he had over the people in his group,
mm-hmm.
that they were so scared of him to not speak out. And I'm just like, that's intimidating.
That's really interesting too, because I mean, this is coming from a person who I've heard of him,
mm-hmm.
but I know a lot of people had, like, he was part of their like childhood,
yeah.
You know, growing up, like John, you know, people who've been into that sort of music. And I'm just like, okay, like, what great impact does he really have? But at the same time, I know that he was like the face of like emo kids, like emo music. Like,
John?
I think it was just like, you know, your parents didn't want you listening to like, it was just to like rebel against your parents. Like,
mm-hmm.
he did have some catchy music, like if you were into like, you know,
that
like heavy like rock music.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like probably like the early mid 2000s is when his music started declining and he got less and less popular. People stopped listening to him. But I think a lot of people that were, you know, like were goth or emo or whatever, mm-hmm. I think they, you know, probably identified with him because like in a lot of interviews he would do, he came off as like very like articulate and like genuine. And people were like, oh, they're not just some like, you know.
some celebrity who's in it for the clout or something.
Yeah. Mm. So I think it's just a figure that people could relate to. So maybe it's hard for them to believe that, you know, he'd do all those shitty things. But also he did have a lot of moments where he'd be like a real like bully to people.
Yeah, like he has, there's an actual interview of him, like when him and Evan Rachel Wood like originally like broke up and stuff like that, where he was like, yeah, I want to bash your fucking head in. Like, I was like, that's not alarming to anybody. Like, no offense. Like, yeah, like bad breakups happen. And like in the privacy, you might be like, yeah, fuck that bitch. Like, I never want to see him again or never want to see her again. But you're never like, I want to fucking murder them. You never say that. You never blatantly say that unless you're a shitty person.
I mean, if anything, you're like, oh, I want to kick him in the balls.
Yeah. You want to cause like some pain, but like, you're not like, I want to fucking murder you. I want to like inflict some, like, I'm just like, bruh, no one saw that as alarming. They just thought that was part of the aesthetic. And I'm just like,
Hashtag edgy.
Yeah, I know. And then
I think Trent Reznor was like probably one of the first people that ever say anything bad about him, you know?
I didn't even know Trent Reznor had like any relations to him.
Well, they like toured together like early on in their career.
Because I'm like, Trent Reznor, I only see as like the guy who does music for David Fincher. That's why I was like,
he was in a very popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. See, to me, that was like, that name is attached to David Fincher. So I'm just like, that's it.
No, I mean.
No, I know.
Yeah, he like evolved as a musician.
No, I know. But I was just like, but that's how I knew his name. That's when.
Yeah, but the quote was, it was probably back in like the mid 2000s. I think I could be wrong. Oh, no, it was from 2009.
Okay.
So this is way before anyone was like, everyone knew he was kind of an asshole, but like.
Yeah.
Before all the bad stuff, like the really bad stuff.
Well, this is what Trent Reznor said. This is back in like 2009. He said, he's a malicious guy and will step on anybody's face to succeed and cross any line of decency. Seeing him now, drugs and alcohol now rule his life and he's become a dopey clown.
I think that sums it right up.
And then this is going to like bleed into our episode. Okay. And then like I'm jumping over some stories, but John informed me that Johnny Depp is his daughter, Rose Depp.
Okay.
Right? That's her name, Rose. I'm pretty sure it's Rose. Her godfather is Marilyn Manson.
Ah.
And I'm just like, I know everybody's trying to forgive Johnny Depp now, but I'm just like, or like say that he shouldn't have been canceled. It should have been Amber, whatever. We'll get into that in a little bit. But I'm like, if everybody's speaking out about this and you chose this man to be the godfather of your child, that means you're close enough to be like, you trust this person enough that if something were to happen to you, this is the person who is going to raise your child.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously now she's an adult, so it doesn't matter as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still like, you had to have known what type of person he was, because
to an extent, yeah,
to an extent, well, not even to an extent, because even the singer Phoebe Bridgers, when she was a child, she went to his house because she was not a child but like a teenager, like,
yeah,
she went to his house because she's a musician, and he said, oh, this is my rape room.
Oh.
Nah. I'm just like, if you are able to say that in casual conversations with people that you barely know, with somebody who's a teenager, and then you chose this person to be the godparent of your child.
Yeah.
That says a little bit about you, I think, that like you lack judgment of people, I guess. Some things you can be like, you don't know. You don't, because like your neighbor could be a serial killer and you don't know.
Right.
But I'm just like, that I'm like...
But if someone is making... Even if that were a joke. If that were just... Even if he was not serious. Even if that was just... Anyone who thinks that's funny, first of all, is not... That's not okay.
That's where I'm like... But I digress. Now, next story. That was an old story. But I had to bring it up because I had a lot of opinions on it. And I wanted
It bleeds into the topic. Yes. So it's on topic.
And then a couple other stories that happened... Demi Lovato's trailer her documentary came out, where she talks about her
addiction and
her overdose that she had this past year. I think it was this past year.
Was it 2019?
2 years ago. 2019,
that's
sorry.
That's fucking wild.
2 years ago, where she almost passed away, and then like her engagement, all of this stuff. And then we watched the trailer right before this episode. It looks very like... That girl has gone through a lot. through a lot. And I'm just like, man, I wouldn't want to be in her shoes. I don't know. Like, she said a thing in there. She goes, I don't even know how I'm sober. Or I don't even know how to be sober.
She's like, I don't even know. She's like, forgot why she's sober.
Yeah. And I'm just like, to be at that point in your life, like, it's just so hard, which is why we said this before. Like, if you, like, need help, like, please, like,
reach out.
Like, you're not alone in this. There are obviously, like, celebrities go through this, but day-to-day people also go through this. Mm-hmm. So, like,
and addiction is a disease. Mm-hmm. Like, no one chooses to go through this stuff. Nope. It's, like, hard stuff.
Like, and then, like, it won't ever go away. You constantly have to, like, every day is a battle. Mm-hmm. You know, I applaud her for being quite honest in this documentary. Like, she's not sugarcoating anything, and her friends aren't sugarcoating anything, which is, I'm gonna watch it because I'm very interested in, like, knowing her side of the story, like, knowing like what happened to her, because she was doing so well. Because, like, it can happen. You can relapse at any point.
Yeah.
But I wonder if she's going to say, like, what brought her to that point.
Yeah.
She,
like, her trigger or something like that.
And then another couple other stories. The Cruella trailer came out today.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, watch that. I've missed Emma Stone so much. I know she's a problem. She's one of my problematic faves. Even though, like, because she's done some, like, I feel like she doesn't do it with malicious intent. She just happens to be around this stuff. And then she has to, like, apologize because she was involved. But I missed her. I did.
It looks really, really good. I like the jokes that it's just the Joker 2019. And I'm just like, you know.
It's a classy Harley Quinn Joker, but, like, high fashion.
I feel like whoever made the trailer for Cruella definitely, like, made the trailer for Joker.
I wouldn't be surprised if Disney was like, we really like that, and hired that person to do the trailer.
Like, write that down, write that down.
I asked John, who was the director, and then, do you remember their name?
Something like Galepsky.
They did I, Tanya. So I was like, so they do know how to tell a very, like,
Craig Gillespie.
Craig?
Yeah, Craig.
Craig
Gillespie. Like a humanizing.
Yeah, because, like, everybody, like, hated Tanya. Yeah. I almost said I, Tanya. And I was like, no, they hated Tanya. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you watch that movie, it really does, like, humanize her, and you sympathize with her, and you feel bad. I felt bad for Tanya at the end of it. Because, like, spoiler alert if you haven't watched the movie.
But also, this happened in real life.
Yeah, so. She really didn't blatantly do this. Like, she had no idea they were planning on doing this to her. And then, you know, it happened. And then, like, obviously, like, she gets in trouble for it, too. Because, like, it's her husband and everything like that. But she didn't outwardly be like, bash this girl's fucking knees in. Mm-hmm. She was never, like, out there with, like, malicious intent. But, like, you know, so it was that movie is great, like, humanizing a person and then, like, seeing their side. So I think this will be interesting because, like, Cruella's chaotic because she kills puppies.
Yeah. She kills puppies. No one likes that.
Oh, God. And also, like, just, it looks so good. And then Emma Thompson.
The aesthetic of the movie looks great.
And Mark Strong. I just, I can't get over it. The cast looks so great. So I'm just excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to scream.
Yeah. We give Disney a lot of shit. But at the end of the day, we are simps for the mouse.
Look, they produce content that I thoroughly enjoy.
I hate it. God, I wish I could say fuck capitalism, but Disney still exists.
There's a few of them that I'm just like, look, I will still watch your content. I'm sorry.
I'll buy that stupid Loungefly bag. Don't you worry.
And then our last story, which will also bleed into this cancel culture, is everybody speaking out against Josh Whedon. If you don't know, so originally it started with Ray Fisher from the Justice League. And he was like, hey, how did he phrase it? Like, how was his... I know he was just like, I had a shitty time. Not just a shitty time on set, but, like, he was like, I know they're just, Warner Brother had to do an investigation on his claims of what happened on the Justice League set. And then Gal Gadot said that, like, yes, there was something that, like, there was stuff that was happening because she also had the stuff happen to her, but not to the same extent as Ray Fisher.
Well, Gal Gadot, she said that when the stuff came up, she went straight to Warner Brother.
Apparently. Yeah, they handled it immediately because it's Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
And then she's Wonder Woman. But
she's like a Hollywood starlet at the moment.
Which is not fair to Ray Fisher because, like, if you're trying to, one, build up his career, because I think they really wanted to, like,
turn him into a star.
Yeah. You would take his stuff seriously, especially if another star on your movie said something, maybe not the exact same thing, but it's similar. Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, there's something here.
It says he accused him of misconduct.
Misconduct. There we go. Because I was like, I didn't know what phrase he used, but I was like, stuff was going on.
Yeah.
And then the cast of, like, Buffy.
Yeah.
A couple of them. There was one in particular who was like, I was harassed beyond belief by him. And then he harassed her by her beliefs. because, like, she's very, like, Christian and stuff. Mm. And then he bullied her by that. He bullied her when she was pregnant. He'd make her go to, like, really late calls on set and stuff like that, that she ended up getting, what is it called when it's the, when you get those really bad contractions, like, bad.
Like, is it like a, I don't know.
There's like a specific name for it.
Yeah. If Victoria were here, she would know, because that's literally her major. But
yeah, she had all this stuff. And basically when she gave birth, they let her go. Mm-hmm. They like let her go off the show and stuff. So, and they're all just speaking out about it. Michelle Trachtenberg said that, she was like, I'm not going to say much about this, but this is the one thing I will say, that he was not allowed in a room alone with me.
Huh.
When she was a teenager. So, like, that tells you a lot about, like, his character and everything like that. So, that's been going on.
What's her name? Charisma Carpenter?
Thank you.
Okay, because that's what I was looking for on my phone.
Yeah, Charisma is the one who, like, she had a whole thing. She goes, I side completely with Ray. She goes, I understand and I know from, like, personal experience what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. And, like, we can't let these people. She goes, I love Buffy. She goes, I loved that I was on it. That was, like, in theory, a great experience.
Yeah.
But the experience itself wasn't with him. It was not great because he's a bully and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, there's no need. I don't know why directors or anybody in power act like that, why they assert their dominance on people and like treat them like shit. Because it's like bullying for the sake of bullying.
Because
like, there's no need to be like that. There's no need to like be rude, to dehumanize somebody for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Although I said for no apparent reason, you shouldn't even do it for a reason. Don't bully people just because you had a reason. Like, don't do that either. But I was just saying, like,
I mean, I feel like the reason, even though it's not valid, I think the reason they do it is because in their minds, they know they can.
Yeah.
They're, to an extent, I feel like they just believe themselves they can get away with it.
True.
It's that privilege.
And they usually do it to people who are, like, minors. Not, like, but they're like minorities.
Vulnerable.
Yeah, because I was like, they do it to women and they do it to, like, actual minorities.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, no one's gonna listen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, what with Ray Fisher, Warner Brothers was like, we didn't really see anything at the end of their investigation. And I'm just like, bruh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if everybody else is saying this, obviously something was going on and you are still just brushing it under the rug.
Yeah.
Like, no, if multiple people who have worked with this person are saying that this is real, you need to believe them.
I mean, even one person, but still, like, you know
one, like, person,
it, like, one yeah. person that's probably... believe victims.
Yes.
But at the same time, if I feel like multiple people, that should be enough evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're like, because if it's one person, you're just like, oh, well, it could be he said, she said, like, we don't have any evidence for that, physical, whatever. But if multiple people are saying, hey, hello, this person's being a total shit, then that should be sufficient evidence enough.
Yeah.
You know?
I was like, one person warrants the investigation.
Yeah.
And then multiple people should just be like, look, this is not a joke. Because your investigation could also be, like, biased and skewed in that you...
Yeah.
You
know. This is all on the side of, you know, if you are the type... If you, as in the collective corporation, HR department, needs to have an investigation for evidence. And, you know, I feel like multiple citations should mean something.
Because, like, even this is, like, a little bit off topic, but I was, like, in college, a friend of mine was telling me that, like, there was this one guy who lived off campus. It was still technically an on-campus housing, but it was off campus.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, like, affiliated with
the school. Like a dorm, like, apartment situation,
He assaulted, like, a girl or two, and they're like, no, they won't do anything until he does it to three. And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
What the heck?
Are you kidding me?
What
I was
the
like,
heck?
The school will not get involved until it's three. And I was like, that's so stupid. That's so dumb. But like some entities have that mindset that it's like a three strike rule, which we will get into other situations.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, that on when it's a big situation like that, it shouldn't even be the three
like
strike
like
rule.
A violent thing.
Yeah,
it should be a one strike and
you're done.
You
didn't know.
It's not like cheating on a test. It's not like plagiarizing or like, you know, whatever. It's a violent offense, and that should be enough for you. But okay, so let's go into what we were debating about is, like, you know, Emily, your thing, what do you think cancel culture is? What do you think requires someone to be canceled?
Well, okay, because Eva was listing people who were canceled.
Off of Google.
Which, to me, like, to be canceled, to me, is, like, you have to lose your job. Like, you can't, like, be working anymore. Like, a true canceling. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what
I,
like.
That's the, I guess, the goal of cancel
culture. That's what I believe is the goal in general is to, like, not, like, stop the person from working, but basically have them face the consequences of their actions. Mm-hmm. And, like, if they can continue to do what they were doing, then what was the point of you trying to cancel them? Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Unless you were just trying to bring awareness of what they were doing, but obviously that didn't do anything. Yeah. That's why I'm just like, she was listening, I was like, they still have their jobs. They're still doing stuff. And like, it doesn't count.
No, yeah. But I think I agree with you. I do. I think my frame of mind of what people are upset about, when people say, oh, I hate cancel culture is ruining blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They are talking about people being called out for whatever the heck they did.
Yeah.
And then losing, not their jobs, not their roles completely, but, like, losing a significant portion of their fan base or their sponsorship. They still have a job and they still have a voice out there. But, like, I think a lot of people who are being hateful to, like, oh, cancel culture, it's ruining. They're upset about people getting called out, essentially.
Yeah.
And having some consequences. I mean, we'll go into it.
So we'll start with an old one, which is James Gunn.
Yes.
His, I think, is, like, an example of, like, cancel culture, like, gone wrong, kind of, because it was essentially a group specifically trying to get him in trouble.
And so, those people are out there. They're just out there. Yeah.
So they went and dug up old tweets, like, very old tweets, where he made, like, very, like, ill-made jokes.
Yeah.
It's, like, when everybody was trying to be edgy. Mm-hmm. You remember that time when everybody made, like, dead baby jokes?
Amongst other things.
You know that time period. Mm-hmm. Everybody remembers that time period if you were alive during that time period or you grew up during that time period. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. So we made jokes around that, like, time period and be like, they were not well received.
Yeah.
During the time, yes, because it was meant to be edgy, sure.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, if you dig those up, uncomfortable.
You would not, yeah.
Yeah, they don't fly today. So they brought up those tweets and they're like, James Gunn, blah, 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 blah. And then Disney fired him, like, immediately. Didn't even let him, like, anything, just fired him. Even though James Gunn has once, when they, like, resurfaced, I don't even know how many years ago, before he worked on Guardians, apologized for it, was like, hey, look, I've grown up. I realized those aren't really, like, appropriate jokes to make anymore. But, like, at the time, you know, he was like, I'm sorry. And then he, like, apologized again, too. Like, he apologized twice. And they still, like, they fired him. And then everybody was like, ha ha, we won. We got him fired. They mainly targeted James Gunn because he's a very liberal man. And then, like, he was very outward on Twitter. So, yeah, he was fired from Disney. Everybody was like, cancel James Gunn, blah, blah, blah. But I was just like, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Because in the sense of, like, I think everybody has said something in their life that you realize now, especially when you're younger.
Oh, yeah.
That you're like, fuck, I was stupid, or that was stupid, or anything like that. You grow. We all grow. Like, and, like, you can acknowledge that and be like, there are certain things that, like, I was dumb when I said that, or I didn't, you know, like,
I didn't realize the impact that word or what I said had on the grand scheme of things. Like, say, you know, back in the day when the R word was really popular, and so I think everyone in this room has said it back when they were, like, in middle school, because that's what is a thing as part of our vocabulary. Nowadays, I can't even say it without feeling disgusting.
Yeah.
Because I've realized that that's a horrible joke. That's a horrible word. I feel like the part of cancel culture of people actually, like, actively digging into old shit and, you know, saying, hey, you said this one time before, like, a long time ago. And then this person was like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot I said about that. Yeah. My bad. I haven't said it since, and I will never say it again.
Yeah.
That should be sufficient enough. You know, them saying, yes, I said that. I understand that this is really bad because of so and so and so.
Yeah.
And I will never say it again. And,
like, or I've never said it again.
Or I've,
like, yeah. But, like, if you honestly have grown, or, like, there's evidence that you've never done that again, or you, like, your jokes have gotten better or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why which is why Disney gave him his job back eventually, and then why like Warner Brothers hired him and stuff, because they were like, no, actually there was no need to like cancel him because he really didn't do anything terrible
currently
like,
while he was an employee
in the recent time like there was just like there was no need. We can see your persona now because like you can grow, anybody can grow. So they're just like, what we see now is not that. Like with him specifically, I never understood. I knew why they did that, because I was just like, you were after a specific target and you got it. But in the grand scheme, I was just like, it was very dumb for them to just without like investigating or without looking through.
Yeah, it was very surface level. I feel like the only time when that would work, like say you go into the past and you find something, you find, you know, this person did something bad or said something bad, is if it was like genuinely like really bad.
Yeah.
Like you're like, they assaulted somebody, they murdered somebody, they said something super, super racist.
Yeah.
You know, like then you'd be like, oh, the violent stuff, that you can't just really grow from that.
Yeah.
The racist stuff is up in the air. You can grow with the right therapy and the right people, but you know, it's kind of, some people are stuck in their ways.
Racism stuff too, if like they said it like years ago, because like people have said the N-word before, like way before they even realized like that was a bad word.
And before we had this conversation. Yeah.
Because like some people, like when you're young as a kid, you might not even realize the implications of the word because like you haven't been told yet that like that's a bad word.
You haven't had that discussion with somebody
who's like, hey, don't say that. You can look at like anything after that and be like, is there signs or is there a habit of saying it? Because somebody can be like, oh, they've only said it once. That was it. That was the end of it.
Yeah.
But then you see somebody who does it multiple times or it shows racism in other ways, then you're like, ooh.
Yeah, for example, a comedian, you know, a comedian said who's just happens to be a white person, they keep on saying like racist shit or anti-Semitic shit, and that's like a go-to joke of theirs, and you see that they only either hang out with, you know, white people or like they don't help any people of color like at all or interact with them at all, then that's probably, they haven't changed, they're probably still racist. But if they've had this discussion with the person, you know, then they have not done it since, they said it once and they have not done it since, and they've actively tried to not erase but like amend what they've done in the past, then you know, we can add a little kudos points to it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they need to acknowledge it. I think that's the part of it. I think they need to acknowledge it. I think part of this episode, I want to talk about what a real apology is.
True.
I want to talk, this is, an apology is not this, oh, I'm sorry you felt this way, I'm sorry you felt like I did this, that was not my intention, and so I'm sorry you took it the wrong way. That's not an apology. An apology goes like this. Someone tells you, hey, you did this, that was not okay. You respond, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't realize it was this, but that's not an excuse. Me saying this is bad because of this, and it hurt you because of this, and that is not okay. Even though I didn't want to hurt you, I acknowledge that I hurt you. And from now on, I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it again because I don't want to hurt you. Because that is my say you do say something racist or something like that, and someone's like, hey, that's racist, don't say that, you can't say that. And say you're just like, oh shoot, I didn't realize that was racist. Like, genuinely, if you genuinely did not know that was racist, like, you just out of pure ignorance, if you really are that person, you would say, I didn't know, I have learned now, thank you for telling me, you know, I acknowledge that what I said has hurt you, and this is the weight of what I did and what I said. I will never do that again, and I will actively check myself and anybody else around me,
yeah,
whoever does that. An apology requires action and acknowledgement. And a lot of celebrities don't do that when they get called out.
True. And also, like, this is more, like, amongst your friends. But, like, when somebody's like, oh, I got a pass from once a call. Just because one person or, like, a group of your friends say that's okay doesn't mean, like, the general public thinks that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you will offend somebody eventually.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's going to take it the wrong way. Somebody's going to be uncomfortable by that. That's why, like, just don't. Just be mindful of what you say. If you know that it's not, like...
If you know it's going to cause tension or cause a discussion or whatever, you probably shouldn't really say it.
And if you genuinely have a question about it, you can always educate yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, if you are able to, like, seek out a person of whatever you were going to say, I guess.
Yeah.
And then be like, hey, is this okay? Or, like, hey, was this going to be... Like, if you're going to make a post or something, be like, hey, is this, like, does this come out the wrong way? Or, like, is this okay? Like, obviously, like, not everybody has time to, like, proofread or stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, just be mindful that, like, if you have to get somebody else to double-check your shit, maybe probably don't post it.
Yeah.
Maybe don't do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's been a lot of celebrities. If you guys are fans of our TikTok, Emily posted a thing recently talking about, what's her name?
Gina Carano. I spelled her name wrong on the TikTok. I apologize. I don't know why I thought it was Carano, not Carano, but whatever.
Yeah.
She, okay, so let's go into this one.
Yeah.
Because this one, I think... Look, she didn't get fired based on the post itself. It was not necessarily that she compared the Holocaust and the Republicans. Even what she had said in the post was that, I will read it word for word. It said, Jews were beaten in the streets not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that they get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews. The government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views?
Okay, there's a lot to unpack. Let's unpack it.
Could have used different phrasing.
It's not the same. She's comparing apples to oranges.
Yeah. I get what she was trying to say was that, like, the government's the reason why, like, they're the ones who are, like, targeting this. But the government's not the reason why, like, people are mad at, like, conservatives. I had that in, like, air quotes. No, it's not the government. I was like, we're just mad because of what we see is going on. It's not necessarily, like, the government saying, be mad at conservatives. It's not. It's literally not that.
What she's upset, she's, like, saying, you guys are mad at us just because we call ourselves conservatives. Mm-hmm. And people are like, being conservative is not a bad thing.
No.
If you are...
Being a Republican.
No.
If you are a true Republican in the sense that, like, you have conservative values.
Yeah, you're, like you're faith-based, mm-hmm. You're just conservative in how you present yourself, or...
Like, fiscal conservative.
Fiscal conservatism. Or, like, small government. Like, that's fine. You know,
yeah, like, if
fine.
That's how you want to live your life, sure,
if that's
whatever.
How you think this would make America a better country.
Yeah, that's your political ideology, sure. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Like, we can have an actual discussion on that.
Yeah.
And, like, we can discuss why, you know, I believe a different thing.
Yeah.
No, that's not what people argue about. What they're arguing about is when you're attacking other human beings based on things they cannot control.
Like, literally just gays existing.
Yep.
Black people doing normal things and then people, like, protesting because mm-hmm. Black people are being murdered by cops.
Or people literally seeking a better life, which is the whole point. This is the land of the free, and they're, you know, if you don't know history, America infiltrated Central American countries and then left them, just abandoned them. So they just left them with a whole bunch of guns and were like, adios.
Mm-hmm.
So malicious groups took control, and then, like
the gangs, yeah.
Yeah, they...
So, yeah, yeah.
That's why, like, people from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, they're seeking asylum. That's why there's, like, huge caravans that come... That's why. It's literally because they're being murdered in their own countries because we left them with so much weapons. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just have a lot of feelings.
Yes.
But...
It hits home.
Yeah, that's, that's the argument. Those are the things that people argue about.
Yeah.
But anywho, Gina here, compared that. But I'm gonna be real with you. Disney did not fire her based on that post. It wasn't necessarily the post itself. It did not matter what the post said. Post was a string of controversial things that she has said.
Mm-hmm.
That was just another tick. Because Disney has learned from the James Gunn incident not to fire somebody immediately based on their social media account.
Character development.
Yeah. So they're like, let's
give her three strikes.
Yeah. Cause like I said this in the TikTok, if you work for any company, regardless of who you work for, if you work for a company, you sign a contract that says that your social media account will not be a problem.
Especially a giant influential company like Disney.
Especially if you are a celebrity, if you are a face, a public face, you are under so much scrutiny because so many people follow you. So many people have access to your stuff.
You could be a role model.
Yeah. So they're under like the same rules anybody else would be under. But with them, they're like, look, like watch your shit. It's not necessarily like watch your conservative shit. It's watch what you say. Because she has made transphobic tweets where she had a literal conversation with Pedro Pascal where he tried to explain to her why it's important to have pronouns, why people put pronouns in their like Twitter bios and things like that. And she laughed and put it on Twitter as beep boop, like beep boop
booper.
Beep. Boop bop or whatever. That's what she put as a joke. Like, cause she was like, fuck that shit. And I'm just like, bruh. Strike. That was like strike two, I think, already. She already had a different one. And then she was spreading misinformation regarding like the election and stuff like that, which isn't going to help. Like, yes, you might believe, you know, you might be a conservative and stuff, but there is misinformation. And when you're in a spot of like, Disney's personally, holding you more accountable than our actual government is. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
But they are. So then when she was doing all of that stuff, they had told her, you have to cool it. You have to watch what you're posting on social media. They'd say that to anybody who does like says something controversial on their Twitter. That's why a lot of them calm down.
Yeah.
They don't post as much. But they told her to cool it. And she didn't. She just posted that. So they're like, you know what? We're done. Like, that was the last strike. So you're done.
Yeah.
That's why Pedro Pascal hasn't been fired. Because his post that everybody's so angry about where he posted, it was the picture of...
Was it the kids in the...
Yeah.
In the, yeah.
So it's like a picture of one of the concentration camps from the Holocaust compared to a picture of like kids in the cages.
The immigration ICE. The ICE holding areas, whatever they are.
And then he put the hashtag, this is America. He posted that in 2018. He did not get the job of the Mandalorian until December of 2018. So, and he posted that in June of 2018. Okay. So I'm like, he posted that before he worked for the company. So that was before, before he worked for them.
He was not an employee.
He was not an employee. They more than likely saw the post.
Yeah.
When they hired him and they're like, hey, that shit, be careful with that shit.
Yeah.
Don't post things like that. So he's been very mindful. The only other controversial shit he's very like liberal on his social media. And the only other thing that he posted that was like mildly controversial was the losers post that he posted after the election. That was like losers was the Confederate flag, losers it was the Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Then losers was the MAGA hat.
Yeah.
But like that comparison for him was obviously just saying like he was just calling out the bigotry out of the three. But like that can still, if you want to call that, that's one out of the many that Gina has done. He probably got told, hey, watch it. Don't.
But then also, when you join, when you get a job, part of you, the papers that you sign, because you sign a lot of papers, is that this job will, you are protected by, you know, the Civil Rights Act where you can't be discriminated against because of whatever. But also, that is another, you are also signing that contract to not do the same to others.
Yeah.
Your peers and other people will be protected, you know, from you if you were to discriminate against them or say whatever or like harass them, whatever. So Disney having these celebrities and specifically Mandalorian, which is extremely popular, even amongst children.
Yeah.
She has a lot of, she's being seen by a lot of eyes, young eyes. And if these young people, specifically young girls, because before I knew whatever the heck she was up to, I was like, oh, she's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, she's, I'm so mad. She tricked my gay ass. Because she's like an ideal type for me physically. I'm just like, wow, big woman. I love it. And then all of a sudden, all these young girls who look up to her, like, I want to be a tough girl like her. Or like, I'm a big girl. She looks like me. And then they see all this stuff. They're like, well, if that's what she's doing. But then also, like, you say, oh, she's saying that against me, you know, like, and so Disney knows that whatever she's saying goes against these protections.
Yeah.
again, freedom of speech is not freedom of consequence. You see this all over the internet. And that's just how it is. And cancel culture is one of those weird ethers where we see a lot of that.
Yeah, everybody's saying that, like, she was canceled. Like, hers was a cancel culture. But no, hers was fully... They told her multiple times, calm your shit on your social media account. Calm it. Because you're posting too much stuff that is very offensive and
inaccurate.
Like, well, inaccurate, and it makes us look bad. It makes the company look bad because as you work for a company, you reflect the company.
Yeah, especially
so,
Disney.
Yeah, so like it's not necessarily, oh, they're pushing the liberal agenda. No, it just makes Disney look bad when you are saying this shit out there when they're trying to push positivity or anything.
Yeah.
They're trying to push a non-hatred thing. So like when you say all that stuff, it's pushing that.
Yeah, it goes against what Disney is all about.
So, you know, people are saying that she was canceled, blah, 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 blah. No, it was consequences of her actions. That's why she got fired. And then with, like, Pedro, they're like, oh, he bullies all the senators and stuff like that. I was like, literally, okay, if we went off of that, do you know how many celebrities in general
bully the entire Avengers team would be gone?
Bully any politician, regardless of whether you are Republican, whether you are a liberal or anything like that. They all bully each other.
Yeah.
And I was just like, they would have to fire everybody if you were going off of that. I was like, I've seen them do it to each other. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's enough. I was like, that argument was dumb.
Yeah. And then, I mean, going into, like, cancel culture, either not going far enough, because we've talked about a couple people who have just lost, you know, their jobs completely.
Yeah.
And so the list that I saw, you know, was like Ellen, J.K. Rowling, Leah, Michelle, Doja Cat, you know, all these women. I don't know, it's a lot of women. I haven't seen, there wasn't a lot of men on that list, but
there's a lot of country stars right now.
True. Oh, that one guy. Oh, what's his name? He got super popular. I don't know his name. I don't care. He looks like an idiot because he's got a mullet. And
the one who said,
he said the N-word. He was caught on video. Yeah. Like, I don't think he was he singing? Either way, doesn't matter the context. He said the N-word, like, loud and proud with a hard R.
With a hard R?
With a hard R.
Oh, my God.
So,
no.
So, and then the horrible part about this, I mean, it's all bad, but to make matters worse, to rub salt in the wound, his merchandise sales went through the roof.
Oh, and then, after he said that. He literally... a lot of people, there's like conspiracy theories with that one that, cause it's the younger guy, right? It's the,
yeah, he's young. He literally had but the, like, briefest.
There's a conspiracy.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Whalen,
it's something like that.
I heard though, I mean, it doesn't like, I don't know, excuse anything or whatever, but I heard why his album sales went up is because I guess he was dropped by his, I'm not sure if this is true, but I guess he was dropped by
his
label.
Dropped by his
label. Yeah, he was.
So I guess the only way to get his music was buying it physically. So I guess that's part of why his sales went up. But
Okay. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, no, yeah. He's gone. He has had the briefest, like, literally 15 seconds of fame. I've never heard of this guy. And I kind of like...
He was on SNL.
He was on SNL. So he was going to be on SNL, if you guys don't know. He was going to be on SNL 1 week, but then there was a video of him at a party, not doing social distance COVID protocols. And then SNL was like, that violates our COVID safety rules. You're not coming on SNL. And so he made a quote-unquote apology. It was not an apology. He just said, he's just like, this ruined my career. He's like saying that it ruined me. It was all about himself.
Oh, okay.
He didn't say sorry for
This conspiracy theory is wrong. Well, this conspiracy theory that I heard about it.
Okay.
They were just like, he wanted out of his contract with his, with his, like, record label. And then he was just like, they wouldn't drop him. Mm. So it was just like, well, the only way to get dropped is to get canceled.
I don't think that's what it
is. Okay. No, I'm not saying that's what it is, but I had seen that. So I was just like, if that's really what he did, that is the dumbest way to lose your job.
I was like, just do literally anything else.
But, did, not to, like, say he's a good person, but he did tell his fans, he's like, stop making excuses for me. I said that, and I do own up to saying that, like, I'm, like, I do apologize,
yeah,
but do not make an excuse for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, good job. That's the least you can do.
Yeah, that literally, the bar is on the floor. That's all you gotta do. But, yeah, no, so he, you know, the horrible part about it is that, like, And he said he made his fake apology. And then another, like a month later, SNL was like, all right, come on back. We can't stay mad at you. And then so they put him on SNL again. And they actually made a skit all about how he went to a COVID party. And I don't know who these writers were, but whoever wrote that skit was trying to like blame everything on corporate and corporate saying, oh, like they're just being, you know, sensitive, you know, I can't believe they did that to you. You're such a great guy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I don't know what you're trying to say here. You're trying to say him going to a rager during a pandemic is okay, because it's not. And also endangering the cast and the audience is okay. Like, it's dumb. Anyways, he's up and gone. That was very quick.
But the ones who haven't lost their jobs, like, okay, look, J.K. Rowling. Goddamn.
That's the most frustrating thing.
She's the one that drives me nuts because, yes, in theory, she would lose everything. Yes. She should lose everything. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't. You want to know why? It's because she owns the rights. That woman, she's a smart businesswoman in the sense that she owns everything. Mm-hmm. And she will not give the reins up to her items. Which is why she's still working. Any minority, make deals like her. You ever get it, anything.
Never let anybody settle. be a bitch about your characters and your stories. Just say, no one's gonna touch this bitch unless it goes past me. And also Tim Burton does that too, apparently. That's why he's real rich too, but anyways, that's beside the point.
But you know.
And also I feel like the publishing industry, the book industry, the writing industry is a messy field. Because it's so, if she were to lose all, you know, publishing whatevers or what have you, if everyone were to drop, she could still go on Amazon and self-publish another book and make money off of it. Like, it's so easy. Yeah. Anyone can do that. And so you can't, it's extremely difficult unless people stop buying her shit, like physically, like fiscally stop investing in her, then like, she can't really be canceled in the sense where, like, she loses her job completely.
Yep.
Unless people stop buying her stuff.
And, like, Warner Brothers ain't gonna give up.
No.
They can't.
No.
They really can't drop, like...
That cash cow, HP.
But also, I'm pretty sure they're, like, locked in a contract with her. So they really can't just, like, terminate the contract.
She can say whatever the heck she wants because she...
She holds the ultimate power. Warner Brothers
is her bitch.
Yeah, like, Harry you would Potter. Think that Warner Brothers is the one who can do she's the one. She's the one who can do whatever she wants, and it makes no sense.
Because she would, because Harry Potter is so iconic, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what she does. She could murder somebody in cold, like on live television, and they wouldn't give up Harry Potter because it makes them money. And also, everyone loves Harry Potter.
Well, no, because if she went to jail, she wouldn't be able to write the thing. So then they would just like stop the project.
Probably wait. I mean, they wouldn't make new stuff probably, but they won't.
But they wouldn't. I don't think they'd be able to make anything with the HP because it's attached. Because like, if you don't know, everything has to be approved by her. Even in the theme parks, it has to be approved by her. A sign, like, because they needed a sign for something. Because I was like, oh, why don't you just put a fucking sign up or like a piece of paper? They're like, no, you're not allowed to. Like, you're legally not allowed to. It has to be passed through Warner Brothers. That gets passed through her.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
and then so as you consumers, when you are. You know, when for specifically authors, because right now there's in BookTube because I dive into book, I take a nice swim in BookTube every once in a while.
I do book talk.
Ah, book talk. Yeah. I'm in BookTube. but right now, a lot of people are having this discussion over whether white authors should be writing people of color and or like, should they stay in their lane?
Yeah.
And all that. That's a big discussion. I'm not going to go into it. But if you guys are interested, read with Cindy on YouTube. She's this Asian American girl. Watch her. She's so funny. Has a lot of good points. Everyone's going to make a mistake, especially in writing, because people have their biases and they have their knowledges and whatever. So as a consumer, I feel like you have that responsibility because the author is going to do whatever the author is going to do. You as the consumer you have the responsibility to put your money where your mouth is. If you are a person who is like, I want to see, really good representation of people of color or queer people or what have you, then fine. Go do your research. Go find a good author that, is known to do that and buy their stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's as easy as that, really. And then if you find out that this one person, like J.K. Rowling, has said these horrible things and done these horrible things, then you stop consuming their stuff.
Yep.
That's on you. Because the authors are going to do what the authors are going to do. That's the literature world. It's not, it's a little different from like TVs or like TV shows and, music and stuff like that. I mean, music I feel like isn't the same thing because you can make music on SoundCloud and whatever, but.
I said this before with like Harry Potter stuff, you can always just don't buy directly from like Warner Brothers or like J.K. Rowling, like the actual HP stuff. Go find stuff on Etsy.
Yeah.
Because then you get your HP stuff, but it's not giving the money to her.
Yeah, it all goes to like actual like, local or international. And artists. Then
like if you want the books, try to find them at a thrift store, like try to find them like secondhand or like used or something like that. Or
go to a library.
Like don't like purchase them like straight up because then that money goes to her. I was like, that's my best advice on that. With like movies, it's hard too.
It's hard for movies and TV shows. Music, like, it's easy.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Oh, that's so.
Kevin Spacey's somebody. Obviously, we've all canceled.
He's been canceled completely.
Person who doesn't work because he's a shitty person. Mm-hmm. But like, I own a lot of movies that he's in. I still watch them because like I own the movie. He's not getting any money from me because I own the fucking movie already. So I can watch it as many times as I want. You get no money from me. Yeah. I beat the system.
So
what is the truth?
Yeah, buy your movies before they get canceled.
I'm just saying. Protected. They get no money from me. They only got that one-time purchase. That was it. And that was before. I didn't know.
It's really hard for also, like, musical artists. Say Chris Brown.
Yes.
He's a shitty human being. I don't want to give him any of my money. But sometimes you hear, a song or like someone plays it or it plays in the store and you're just like, oh shoot, oh man. Okay. Your nostalgia comes rearing back.
If you are really in the mood to listen to somebody that you really don't like, I mean, that's a really shitty person, my best advice is probably YouTube or Spotify, because I don't think they get any money from YouTube. And two, like, if you don't look at like actually their channel, like somebody else like posted a video. Two, Spotify gives like no money to the artist, so go ahead and listen to Spotify. That's all I gotta say.
I think with like music specifically, I think it can apply to other stuff, but like with music specifically, if the artist or whatever was quote unquote canceled and like, but you still like their music, I think it's okay to still listen to them. But like, I mean, obviously you can't go to live shows now, but like when you're able to go to live shows now,
yeah,
and they're still doing live shows, obviously you shouldn't go to those live shows because that directly goes to them.
With Brand New.
Yeah, Brand New. Like, I still love Brand New, even though the singer's a shitty human being.
I still listen to Devil and the God of Raging Inside Me. I can't help but it's still one of the most
too good.
I was like, it's still one of the most perfect albums ever made, but I can't.
That's me with Brockhampton. After you told me what happened in Brockhampton.
Have you seen, there's like a whole like Google Doc of like everything they've done.
I was so upset because I didn't know, because I was listening to these guys and I was vibing. I was like, oh, these guys are great. And then you told me all that bullshit and I was like,
yeah, it's a lot.
I was like, and so, I mean, there's still, I don't have no time to go through my giant collection of music.
Oh yeah, I really don't. I don't have time
when
to
when it comes
to
on it. I just listen to it and I'm actually like really sad. I'm like, damn it, this is, I'm like dancing, but I'm like, this is, I'm not happy about it.
Literally, me and Eva both have the same Brockhampton shirt and we feel so bad when we wear it.
We're just, I like, only wear it inside.
Yeah,
only,
we won't
wear it. I never wear it outdoors unless I'm going to like Walmart or something. I'm just like that. Or let's say I'm staying in the car because no one will see me wear this shirt because I paid a lot of money for that shirt and I'm gonna use it until my kids use it.
Like, and be like, look.
And I will tell my kids, still. I was like, just so you know.
Who's Brockhampton? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
They're not the best boy band since One Direction. No, One Direction never did that. They would never do that.
Cancel culture, going back to the beginning, cancel culture is where we need to, we have the power. We do. It's power in masses. and we need to, I think cancel culture is good where, you know, we're not taking nobody's shit anymore.
Yeah.
Because today at work, this happened today at work, I work at a nursery. If you guys don't know what a nursery is, it's like a garden center.
I was like, don't, they're going to think it's babies. They're going to think it's babies. Nursery and I think babies.
No.
I know you mean plants.
Plant babies.
Yes, but plants.
So I was looking at over the shoulder of one of my coworkers at a list of plants.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was called the mammy something or other.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, probably shouldn't say that word anymore. And then my coworker, who's like about our age,
Yeah. He
was like, oh, why? And I was like, oh, well, like mammy is like a slur or like a derogatory word for like an overweight black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And before I could say anything else, one of my older coworkers, one of the managers, she was just like, people are too sensitive nowadays. And I'm just like, and I did not have, this was the busiest day ever. This has happened today. I did not have the time. I wish I could. I wanted to explain to her Why it's not okay. I'm sure she doesn't say it.
Yeah.
No one says mammy colloquially. But I wanted to tell her, I was like, we're sensitive because now we realize that, for example, mammy, it's a name of a black woman who was, you know, a slave.
Yeah.
And made to raise the children of white people.
Yeah.
But has no respect, does not have the respect of a mother.
Yeah.
You know, she's just someone to give her milk to. And also a mammy was made to give all of her time and nurturing and effort and whatever to a white child and ignore all her children.
Mm-hmm.
That is why mammy is not a good word. I wanted to explain that to her because I don't think she knows. And so that's why cancel culture is here, because we're just like, hey, this is not okay.
Yeah.
Doing this, saying this is not okay. And here is why. And here's why it hurts. And whoever's canceled, if they actually are a nice, caring person, should say, oops, I didn't know.
Yep.
My bad.
When it's something that, like, you've said something, like, once. But, like, obviously, if you did something, like, assault somebody or abuse somebody mentally or whatever, in the case of, like, Marilyn Manson and Evan Rachel Wood.
Yeah.
Listen, those situations, sorry.
There's no redeeming you.
You need to
go to jail or something.
Yeah, I was like, there's no redeeming you. Which will bring me the last one that I'll talk about is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard situation.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Because everybody was on board at the beginning when Amber Heard was like, he abused me, blah, 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 blah. Everybody was like, cancel Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh no, he abused her. I mean, she abused him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, no, Amber Heard needs to be canceled. Look, no one really knows that situation besides the two of them.
Yeah.
But like, based off of like everything in that situation, I think they both need to be gone. I was like, look.
I think, yeah.
I was like,
you go. I think it was weird how like, I mean, I don't want to generalize. There's probably a lot of guys like on the internet that are just like specifically like, oh, they're trying to cancel Johnny Depp. Like, they actually cancel Amber.
I actually saw the opposite. I see a ton of women. I see a ton of women saying,
on my Facebook,
fuck Amber, love Johnny. On Facebook, exactly. Yeah, and I'm just like,
But it's weird how, it's just weird how people are so, like, one-sided about it. Like, it's either
one or the other.
Johnny's the bad guy or Amber's the bad guy.
But I'm like,
it's probably a little of both.
Yeah. I was like, because a little bit of both. Because what's her name? Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
She did an interview where she was just talking about in general about stuff. And she put her two cents in their situation.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't think it was an interview. I think it was her on whatever show she's on. I think it was The View.
Oh, yeah.
But she was just like, my personal opinion about this, she goes, it reminds me a lot of me and Ozzy would be like our early into our marriage. We were both abusive towards each other. Mm. That's what I see when I see them. And I'm just like, obviously she doesn't know, but she's saying
from an outsider's
perspective, but with personal experience in the situation, in a situation that seems similar.
Yeah.
That's why she's just like, look, I'm not saying you both did whatever, but she's like, from what I'm seeing, it looks like
you're both kind of messed up
that you both pushed each other. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Cause like it could have been. No one knows besides the two of them in this situation. Mm-hmm. And I don't really like, everybody's like, well, he picked, you know, like Winona and somebody else to be like, oh, he's like a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Abusers don't abuse every single person in their relationships.
Yeah.
They don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just...
Yeah, like with Marilyn Manson, he had dated, what's the actress's name? She was like one of the first people in the Me Too I guess Harvey Weinstein.
I forgot her name.
But she dated Marilyn Manson. She's one of the first people that, like, came out of the Me Too movement.
But she has a good relationship with Marilyn.
Yeah, she had a good relationship with Marilyn Manson. They had dated, like, probably the early 2000s. But, like, after all the other people came out, she was like, I think she basically said, like, I stand with the women. Like, I didn't have a bad experience with them, but I stand with the women.
So yeah, she's be like, you know, if you find out a friend did something
Rose McGowan, sorry.
Oh, yeah. If you find out, you know, that someone you know, someone you love, someone you care for did something bad, and then, you know, you're brought with all this evidence and testimony, you should probably be like, you can't say, oh, they were nice to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, I don't believe that. They were nice to me. Like, no. Just because someone else had a bowl of cereal for breakfast while you had, you know, eggs doesn't, like, well, I didn't have cereal.
Yeah.
So I don't believe you. I didn't see you have cereal.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, you know, it's one of those kind of arguments. Like, you should, if someone says that, if there's testimony and evidence, it's true.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, look, that situation in general, like, because everybody was like, let's cancel Johnny first, and then the, because it is, like John said, it's literally one or the other. Look, in some situations, it really could be both, and I think with that one, in my own personal opinion,
yeah,
given based on, like, evidence from both sides, what both have said, it looks like both may have contributed to the situation.
They need therapy. Yeah. That's literally.
And then what I said earlier with the whole Johnny Depp picking Marilyn Manson as his godfather of his child tells me he has poor judgment of people. But that's a personal
that's
thing
just
that,
your
he
person,
to,
yeah.
that he needs to fix. Well, that's he needs to fix that himself.
Yeah.
If you can sit here.
It says like, the people you surround yourself with says a lot about who you are as a person. Yeah.
Cancel culture is an interesting beast.
It is. My whole thing, you know, on my side, again, this is just how I perceive it. I'm okay with cancel culture calling out people who need to be called out. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like if people are reaching, I feel like a lot of people use cancel culture to intentionally destroy somebody or harm somebody in any way. And that's not okay.
Yeah.
That's where I am on. I don't like cancel culture when people are actively using it as a weapon.
Yeah.
I like cancel culture in a way that it's helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, I feel like Jenna Marbles, like, literally no one called her out. No one called her out. She saw what was happening, you know, as you know, this stuff has been happening, especially to YouTubers. That's like a whole other, that could be a whole episode. And she, you know, she acknowledged, she was like, hey, you know what? I did that. Yeah. I did all this shit. And so she made a whole video and saying, hey, here are my receipts.
Yeah.
I took them out of my little accordion folder here and I'm showing them to you now. And, you know, I now have changed, but now that I'm seeing all of this happening around me, I need to step back and kind of and analyze who I am as a public figure and who I want to present how I want to present myself to the public.
I think hers was like a genuine apology.
That is the picture perfect example of what cancel culture should be.
Yeah.
Where if someone sees that other people are being held accountable for their actions, and then they're self-aware enough to be like, oh, oops.
Yep.
Like, I did that.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
There's no need to, like, be defensive about it.
Yeah.
Just acknowledge. Just be like, oh, shit. I didn't even realize that, like, at the time, like, that wasn't okay. Or, like, I didn't realize that, like, you know, whatever. But yeah, the YouTuber was one is a lot. It's a lot.
We're not gonna go into YouTube. We can have a whole YouTube episode.
A lot of them though do not acknowledge and they give fake apologies. They're like the kings and queens of fake apologies.
Yeah.
For content.
Influencers.
Oh god.
Again.
Anywho.
If you have gone through that whole episode, I know it was kind of heavy, and
you might hate the opinions we have. It's okay.
That's fine. If you want to discuss it with us, discuss. Discuss is the key word. Not yell at us. Give us a nice shout out on our social medias. That's Pop and Stance on Instagram and Twitter
and TikTok.
And then Pop and Circumstance on Facebook. I'm Eva. You can find me at Bevamar on Instagram and Eva_Bevamar on Twitter. Emily, where are you?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at the Emily Garon.
John, do you want to plug? I know you never do, but do you want to plug yourself?
If you know, you know.
Okay.
I hate him. They'll find me.
But yeah, and also please leave us a review on
Apple Podcast,
yes, and like iTunes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, let us know how we're doing.
Yeah, because this episode is a heavy topic, and if you think, you know, and actually throughout our whole podcast, if you think we've said something that you're just like, that sounds kind of uneducated.
Yep.
Or I don't think you're looking at this the right way. Please tell us nicely. So far, knock on wood, we haven't had any bad situations yet. Yeah,
but have a conversation.
We're open for conversation. We know when we're wrong. I mean, we don't know when we're wrong. If you tell us we're wrong, we'll look into it and reevaluate. And that is our responsibility as podcasters. All right. So, with that said, please stay safe.
Wear a mask.
And stay sexy, wear a mask.
God damn it. No, that's not going
to
be
no, right. Okay. I know. It's too close to the other one.
Yeah. I was like, you can't.
I'm trying to make fetch happen.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
All right. Bye.